coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Get it started in here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie.
Good morning.
Valley Alarm. welcome. And I've also got Betty Alcazian. Did I get it right?
You got it.
I know. I love that name. So welcome. I'm so excited. I had so many great compliments from our show when you were on.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I want to give out our number here. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we've got some really great stuff that you are going to be so interested in. And, you know, I want to put this out there. It is a new year, and if there's something that you want to know about, I'm going to actually start calling some of my listeners out there and really get some feedback, because I want to bring in stuff that just makes you want to listen, mm-hmm. want to, you know, tell your friends about it and just really reach out, because that's what I think it's all about is learning every day. And I talked to a couple of my listeners, and they asked me about some computer stuff. And so I've got this great lady that's coming on, Abby Stokes, and she's going to be talking about Is This Thing On? How many people?
Great book.
I know. And so it's a computer handbook for late bloomers and technophobes and just, you know, and kicking and screaming, you know, because it is the way of life now. So mm-hmm. we have to definitely pay attention to it and do it. Also,
unless you're under the age 18, then it just comes natural.
Isn't that so true? Yeah. So also, we're going to be talking about the emotional calendar. And then also with Betty, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions for families, setting goals and measuring them as parents. And I think that, you know, we have to be our own examples, you know, not, you know, do as I say and not as I do. I just, I don't like that.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't. And so, anyway, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So I do want you to have our number here at 805-639-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, you can tune in on our Facebook. Or leave me a message on there at Kim Pagano Show, or also stream us live from my website, kimpaganoshow.com. So there's so many ways to get in touch with us. Also, we're on TuneIn Radio. And again, for any reason you miss it, you can hear it again at 1 o'clock. So that's our
new time.
And so definitely tune in. Tell your friends about this. If there's something that, you know, you've gotten from it, share me and like me on Facebook. So with that, so Betty, what's going on in your life?
Oh, lots going on. It's a new year. I'm excited and motivated to...
You are motivated. I can tell. I know. She's like me. And, you know, Jeannie's like me, too. It's like, we're just... Okay, I was up all night last night. You know,
I was, too.
I got bit by a spider. Go figure that. And so I took a Benadryl. And I'm not kidding. I'm so sensitive. I took a baby or like a children's Benadryl. And I was like, okay, I'll just rest for a little bit and answer some... I was out. My husband comes in, honey, what are you doing? I was like knocked out. It's not good. But anyways, I feel much better today. And so, you know, the list goes on and you have all your, like, your goals and your things that you want to accomplish in life. And so.
I was up at 1 o'clock doing goals, saying my scales for piano. I couldn't get back to sleep. So I thought,
you're practicing.
Why don't I just think about what I'm going to do? And when that didn't work, I got that all settled. I started doing my piano scales. I said, okay, I could do those in my head.
There you go.
That's productive.
There you go. So, you know, I would love to just kind of highlight on a little bit of what we're going to be talking about to get everybody excited. And so what are you, what's going on with, what do you recommend is the first thing that families need to do to actually set some time? You know, what I've tried in the past is doing family meetings, to actually sit down with my family and kind of get input from everybody, because that way I'm actually, they feel like they're a part of it.
That is an incredible tool to use, not only to get your family members buy-in toward your goals, but also to check in with each other to make sure everybody's on the same page, that everybody is in agreement with where you're headed. And if something's going awry, then at the family meeting, everybody gets to air their grievances and talk about it. And
it's good for communication, too, among the family.
Exactly.
Right. And, as your kids get older, which I've got all teenagers now, is that you want to have their input. You want to make sure you know what's going on in their life, because so many kids right now, you think that you know them, you think that they're okay, but they're really outside of that, realm of safeness even. And so it's really important to keep in and keep a hold of what's going on. And then when you have your younger ones, I almost think that was like an easier time, because, you just kind of told them, they thought it was a game to vacuum or to clean up. So
that's
you
right.
want them to have fun while you're teaching them what to do in life.
Yes, but it seems like it was easier to you now, but when you're in it, it feels so overwhelming.
A lot of pressure. Yeah. You're thinking, will this ever be over?
Exactly.
I mean, is this the right way?
And we're always looking to the next step, and then we wish we hadn't rushed things.
That's right. Well, I think back now when I see other, my son's 35, and when I see other kids, like Kim's kids at their age, I'm thinking, okay, how was I at that time? Did I do that right? Could I have done that better? And, my husband's always, you can't question yourself. It is what it is. We're going forward. We've got a great kid, so he must have done something right.
Must have done a lot right.
Definitely. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. Stay with us, because we're going to be talking again. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to be talking to Betty, and she is Balanced Parenting. And we're going to be talking about, is this thing on, a computer handbook for late bloomers?
Can't wait for that one.
Yeah, and also the emotional calendar. So, it's unbelievable that actually seasons, but I get that. I'm such a seasoned hairstylist, and I wake up, the sun's shining, it's all good. I wake up and it's a little cold, or it's ready for soup weather, So it's like, okay, I could be really productive.
Kind of flow with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, anyways, I want to give out again our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you're waking up with us and starting your day here. And today, of course, we have Jeannie on, and of course, you're going to start traveling again. I know it, right?
Next week.
Your husband's newly retired, so
yeah.
That's another chapter
sort of.
In our life,
he's,
right?
He's trying to. He's got one foot out the door and one foot.
There you go. And
still
we have Betty oh my God, I'm going to mess it up. Alcazian. And there you go. And she is the author of Parents Backwards and Parenting Backwards and Balanced Parenting. And I'm really excited. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. But right now we actually have Abby Stokes on. And is this thing on a computer handbook for late bloomers and technophobes and the kicking and screaming? And Abby, I'm so excited you're on because I'm telling you, when I ask my kids, it's like I want to go, honey, can you help me for a second? Mom, God, seriously, again? So I'm sure you hear that all over, right?
I do. I actually always say the book is really a gift for the giver because they'll stop having people ask them computer questions.
Ah, that's great. So what encouraged you to write this book?
My mom.
See, isn't that funny how that works? Uh-huh. Okay. And
well,
so
I've been using a computer for a while, and my mother was very curious.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked whether or not I could teach her, and I thought, well, that seems like a bit of a challenge since you can't change your clock radio when the time changes, but I'm willing to take the challenge.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
She was great. She really, I think for her, two things. She's a very curious person, and the Internet certainly satisfied her curiosity. And she went slow and steady. She did about 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, instead of sitting down for a couple of hours at a time and being overwhelmed.
You know, it's such an outlet for people. If you are, I mean, I'm telling you, I could get lost. It's almost scary.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's opened me up to the whole entire world.
That was the whole purpose of,
yeah.
of the Internet.
Well, yeah, I talk a lot in libraries, and most libraries have, you know, on average between 40 and 65,000 books that you can go and see. What if you could sit in your home and have 300 million books that you could access from your computer?
Exactly.
That's essentially what the Internet is.
That's right.
It's amazing. So let me ask you, is there an easy way that we can explain things to people? I mean, that's kind of what you've done in your book here, right?
Well, what I tried to do in the book, and my mom really was the filter, I didn't take classes in computers. I'm not a computer geek. I'm a good teacher. Freezing and downloading mm-hmm. and all of these terms that we hear and break them down, like downloading. When you mm-hmm. download something, you download just probably a month ago. In New York, I downloaded my winter clothes from the top of my closet into my drawers. You just move it from one place to another. So I try to make it as simple as it can be using words that we're used to saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking in your book here. What a great book, first of all, I have to tell you, is, but there's a part in here that says, put it all in order, create a filing system and organize and maintain all of your, all that lives on your computer. That has to be the hardest thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do that or I can't find anything.
Well, I can't find it once I've gotten rid of it. Or
okay,
like
you don't have a good filing system.
You know, well,
read
no,
the book.
Yeah, on your computer. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think what happens for people, you know, you may have a very tidy desk in your three-dimensional world, and you put everything away as things come on. Some people don't. But with a computer, it's especially difficult. If you're not on top of being sure you know where something lives and what it's called, all of a sudden that wonderful picture that you took, that you moved onto your computer from your digital camera, you can't find anymore. So I really think it's important, as soon as something gets on your computer, that you empower yourself with giving it a name and giving it a home so you know where it's living, so you can go back and find it again.
I also found that by naming, and maybe this is in your book, because I haven't read it, but I think I'm going to, when you put things in files, it's good to give it on a computer. You can give it like funny names. You could just use like the main words. Like say if you were filing by hand, you would be cross-referencing. And in the computer, if you just put two major words, you're cross-referencing, and you could actually look it up in the search, and you could find it either way.
It's true, and I think what's really important with a computer, you don't want to have to open up that picture or that document to see what it is.
Exactly.
So when you give it a name, it should always have three parts,
mm-hmm.
who, what, and when.
Yeah, well
so that
said.
You can say,
exactly.
It's a letter to my accountant, it's mm-hmm. the revised audit, and it's, you know, April 15th, 2009. I never have to open that again to see what it is, but I've got it stored there in case I need to reference it.
You can also put letter accountant 2009, and you could unsearch One of those
exactly.
will pick that up. And that's what's
exactly.
so great about the computer, because my desktop, my real desktop, not real but my virtual one, is not good. The computer
right.
I have organized because that's exactly how I do it. I can find stuff. Now, if it's on my desk, you know, and I'm looking at it and I put it in the drawer, I'm very much afraid because I thought, oh, what did I file that under? And you haven't got a search engine for your desk.
No, you don't.
It'd be nice if we did.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, I just want to remind anybody that's tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Abby Stokes, and I am so fascinated by this. Is this thing on a computer handbook for all of us, really? I mean, this is just something that anybody can use. I have a question, and I just had a text from somebody. What about business cards? How do you organize all your business cards? That is like
a great
question.
There are several different ways. They're actually little devices that will scan the business card and mm-hmm. dump the information directly onto your computer.
My husband has
there are
that.
Also a lot of different software programs like FileMaker Pro and Act that will allow you to organize all of your contacts. So you can do exactly what was being said about the desktop. You can search your contacts. Everybody who lives in Scottsdale, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
I want to get them, and I want to print a set of labels to them, or,
exactly.
or whatever it is, the criteria that you're looking for. So there are lots of different programs out there that let you organize, whether it's your artwork or whether it's your business cards or whether it's your photographs.
Wow. So you would do them all under, say, like you said, Arizona? That's how you would organize them?
What's going to happen when you input information like that, you're actually going to input it into sort of a form. And so you'll be able to search. The form will ask for the first name, the last name, the company name, the street address, the city, the state, the zip, maybe even a category of what it is. You'll be able to search by any of those different pieces of information. So you can search by last name, you can search by city, you could search by category, and you can pull up all the people named Tom, for all you care. You know what I mean?
But like you said, getting those little programs are really helpful because you could just scan all that information in and then file it, where otherwise you're typing it.
Exactly.
Now, what programs would you recommend for something like that?
The scanner itself will have a piece of software that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what the scanner is that you buy, and there are scanners that are specifically just for business cards. When you get the scanner, it's going to come with a CD, and you're going to put that into your computer, and that's going to be able to talk to the scanner, and that will have all the program on it that you need to store the information.
Wow. Okay. And now here's another thing. You have online dating. A lot of people it's the new way. I mean, people think that, oh, I'm embarrassed to do that, or, you know.
I think it's smart.
I think it's
so smart.
If
I was
so
single again,
smart.
I would do that. I know there's a lot of phony people out there, but it makes sense because sometimes when you write something, you get a whole different outlook, I think, when you're talking to someone. Because you
we all want to be cautious with this because it's really the actions of a person that always speak louder than
That's
their
right.
words.
Oh. No, both. You get both. But
right, you get both. So you're gonna develop, you know, a relationship by writing, mm-hmm. but then you're still going to be cautious until you meet that person three-dimensionally.
Exactly.
I actually, it's a general online dating tip, it's a really good idea to have your first date with somebody only be 15 minutes. It's a blanket policy. It's a 15-minute meet and greet. And then if you want to have a second date, you can decide to have a second date, but you're not locked into having a whole dinner with somebody.
That's why you go to coffee, right?
That's right. And you want to meet in a public area
mm-hmm.
and tell people.
And you want to let somebody know
exactly.
where you're
meeting.
Yes. Yeah. See, we're just getting on to, I mean, that's what, you know, the computer is just it's a gift for us. We just have to know how to use it and not be frustrated by it. So what are the most questions that you get asked?
Well, I get asked a lot of safety and security questions because, understandably, people are nervous and they feel a little bit like the computer's taking over. And we have mm-hmm. to realize that, you know, bad guys are bad guys, whether they were stealing from your caves or whether mm-hmm. they're on the computer trying to get your credit card. We're going to use the same wisdom that we use in our three-dimensional life when we're on the computer. So you're going to be cautious. If a little voice inside your head is saying to you, should I do this? It's probably that the answer is no, because you hear the way you're asking the question. So when I get asked a lot about, you know, how do I know if I'm doing something safely? You're going to be doing something safely if you only do what you understand. So if you come upon something with a website that sounds too good to be true or you don't really understand what they're asking you to do, don't answer the question. Instead, just stop and wait until it's your neighbor or your son or somebody can come over and tell you it is you should be doing for the next step.
Okay.
Isn't that true? That's the same that's in life.
Right.
You know,
right.
You never get anything for free. You have to really look at what you're
And when it comes to computers, I think sometimes we forget to use our instincts.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
I think when you're intimidated, you tend to be more polite. And so you tend to answer yes, and I would suggest that when you're intimidated, the answer should be no first.
Yeah, that's a good rule. I like that.
There you go. That's a mommy moment right there. All right, gosh, you know what? I would love to have you back and talk further. Where do we find your book?
You can find my book in bookstores. If they don't have it, you insist they order it. And if you're online, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Or if you're not online yet, you're going to sit next to somebody who is online, and they can show you what it's all about shopping online.
Okay, perfect. And your website is abbyandme.com?
That's right, and you can reach me through that website. So if you have any computer questions, feel free to email me through the website, and I'll give you an answer.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Happy New Year.
You too.
Wow, God, that's so valuable. You know, I've used my computer so many times. I mean, it's almost like my new best friend, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have that same thing with business cards, both of you?
My husband does. He has an awesome program. And
for business cards?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll get it for you.
I'm so excited about that.
I know. I'm telling you. It's like I love business cards and I love meeting new people, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. What do you do with all? I have like a...
stack up.
You stack up, and you got to put them in right away, and then it organizes. It just does everything for you, because I have never used it, because I didn't have a call, but now I have to again, because I'm on a lot of boards, and so I have to get that program, too. But my husband said not only is it the easiest and simplest, but, I mean, you look at his computer, and it looks just like one of those Rolodexes, but it has a search engine. Okay, whatever, and you type it, and... Boom, there's the group.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Me too.
Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll text you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if anybody's just joining us.
If you're listening, Bob, text me.
I know. Tell us the name of it. Or if somebody out there has a great system that they use on their computer that makes it easy for business cards, let us know. Give us a call here at Kim Pagano Show at 805-639-0008. And we're going to be talking to Betty. So, Betty, how do we get started with our family? And tell us a little bit about yourself if anybody's just joining us right now.
Oh, thank you. I'm Betty Alkazian. My business is Balanced Parenting, and I got interested in the whole parenting thing because of my own children.
Of course.
I have three kids who are 20, 16, and 11. Mm-hmm. And challenging, as in any family.
Yeah.
But when setting a goal, Kim, I think it's really important that you ask yourself, what are the things that you say, I wish our family blank?
Oh, that's good.
And
okay.
Those are the goals right there.
So if we want to have more family time, or we want, I wish our kids helped do the dishes, or I wish our... those are your goals, right?
Or even, I wish we spoke more respectfully to each other.
Oh, there's another one. You know what, Sunny? This is an odd thing. I was really thinking about
that. Wasn't allowed
this.
In our house. So you had to speak respectfully, period. We still do.
Yes.
We always treat each other like we're on a date. There's just no excuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing is it's funny how sometimes we are nicer to our people that we don't know than our own family. I don't really understand that.
And we all catch ourselves. I think it's because you take it for granted. Like, there'll be times my husband will snap at me, but he is so good. He immediately, man, I'm sorry. Or, you know, he'll think about it later. It bothers him. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. There's no reason to be rude. And he's right. I mean, we actually talk about, I think couples need to do that as well as families, you know.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Why would you talk to your sister like that? Are you mad at her, or are you trying to start a fight?
We actually have Teresa on the line, and Teresa has a question for us. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I'd just like to thank you for your program. I think it's very nice, and we learn from it. And I'm very interested on that book that Abby spoke.
Oh, I know. Isn't it great? Yes, it's called Is This Thing On? And it's a computer handbook it's really simply wrote. And is that a word, simply? Simply. It's very
simple.
I'll make
it one.
There you go. But, I'm really excited. I'm going to have her come back, too. So did you have a question that you wanted me to get to her?
Well, I just wanted to know the exact name of the book so I can get it.
Ah, there you go. It is called Is This Thing On? and it's by Abby Stokes.
Thank you very much.
You got it. And where are you calling from, Teresa?
I'm calling from Camarillo.
Camarillo. Oh, all right. Yes. Well, thank you so much for listening and sharing me with your friends. And are you on Facebook? Are you there? We lost her. Okay. All right.
Well, if you're listening, have a good day.
I love calls like that. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So that's what we need to know if we're giving you the right topics. Mm-hmm. So anyways, so again, that's how you set your goals.
Yes. So anything that you want to improve. You also spoke about couples, and very often couples forget to nurture their own relationship while they're raising their
meetings.
Kids.
We still do.
And we have to prioritize date nights and alone time and all of that. It's really, really important. That's the foundation of
but
the family.
But I do see more today. I don't know why, but I've seen the younger generation for some reason. I don't know if we've slipped as parents, but I see them letting their children kind of snap at each other, you know, and even back at them. And I'm like, whoa, there's just no reason for that.
Well, what's different now is that when I was growing up, it was all about fear-based parenting.
And yeah, you're probably right.
You hit it right on the nose there because it was...
Because you're going to get beat with the belt
or
something.
Well, yeah, but also you were to be seen and not heard.
That's right, that's true.
Do you remember
that? We were afraid of getting in trouble. We were afraid of our parents.
We also had respect, though, too.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
But it was respect based on fear. And the new parenting is respect-based parenting, and it's respect based on respect. Mm-hmm. And it's because the parents are respectful of the children, and that teaches and models being respectful back.
But when you're raised in a family, like both my husband and I came from the generation where you had the spankings and whatever. Now, we did not do that with our son. But we always, I mean, my husband or I, we would not let him get away with, if he even said anything off color or, you know, just even snippy. It's like, why'd you talk to me that way? It's just a simple question. And they're like,
And those limits should still be set today. Mm-hmm. It's just how we go about it. It's not punitive anymore. Now we talk to our kids. That's not how we speak to each other.
Right.
Try it again. Or you're not welcome to be in this room with me until you can speak to
me
respectfully.
I'm sorry you don't feel good, but don't take it out on me.
Exactly.
Right. Or it's, you know, I'm going to the movies. Oh, would you like to go?
Yeah.
You know, I say that all the time. Would you like to go? Oh, yeah. Is it all right if I go? Well, what time? Let's start all over. You know, they forget.
Who are you going with? What time will you be home?
Because you're trying to be on an equal level with them. And I think that you have to be careful. You can only go so far on that because you're not equal. You are still the parent.
And, you know, that's what my mom used to remember that because we are in a different generation now. We are more on, we want to know their feelings. We want to make them be able to, you know, communicate with us.
Right.
And many times parents try to get their kids to communicate with them by being cool and being their friend.
Mm-hmm.
But they have plenty of friends. What they need is parents.
And boundaries. Boundaries. You know, so many of my kids, my kids tell me, Mom.
You could say that.
I do have four, exactly. But, you know, they'll say, Mom, oh, my God, their mom is so cool. I wish you were like that. I'm like, really?
I think they're trying to get something.
Yeah, but then it's funny. Afterwards, they'll be like, oh, I guess, actually, you know, I guess I'm glad that you have done what you've done. You know, or you, you know, stuck to
your I'm trying to figure
gun.
Out which kid told you that.
I
know.
But you know what? The payoff, what I learned one day, my daughter said to me, you know what, Mom, it's really sad. That I don't remember the girl's name, but so-and-so's mom doesn't even care about her.
See?
And so she could tell that because I ask those questions and I supervise and I am the parent, that makes her feel safe.
That's
and
right.
Kids really need that.
That's right. You know, I just want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Betty Alkazian, and she is the author of Parenting Backwards. And you actually have a practice. Where is your practice so you can let everybody know?
My office is in Thousand Oaks.
Okay. And I was thinking it was Thousand Oaks Westlake. But anyways, and your phone number is 805-230-2464. So if you don't feel comfortable calling right now, definitely give Betty a call so you can help you get your resolutions for your family. Now, so we've set our goals. Now what do we do?
Great question. Then you write them down and be incredibly specific. What do you really want? When do you want it by? What would it look like if it was already achieved? Then post it put it up on the refrigerator, on the pantry, where everybody will see it.
So we're all on the same page.
Exactly.
That's a big thing. I didn't think that's what you meant, or I didn't, right?
Exactly. And then it's in everybody's face, and it reminds them, oh, yeah, I have to remember to do that.
Exactly.
And then at dinner times or family meetings, whenever your family, it works for your family, get together and talk about and review and say, okay, how are we doing? Where do we need to tweak it here or there? And keep plugging forward.
I was going to say and ask your opinion. In this day and age, it's more of, there's a lot of mothers working. There always has been, but
yes,
it seems like a few more now. And because of that, it's really important, is it not, to get your schedule meetings. And I think it's really easy. Those kids are almost like puppies. You know, when you leave a puppy alone, they'll chew your slipper because they want you around. Well, I think your children fight back because
yes,
that's their way of saying, hey.
That's a great point. You know? It really is, because you have to make sure that you know, I mean,
quality time,
yes, that you're setting time aside, because mm-hmm, so many of us do work. Also, on the other end, is there's a lot of fathers that are home now.
Yes,
right?
I'm seeing that more and more.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, they need to be able to be parenting too. So mm-hmm, it's a mix up. And when, you know, when the kids play each other against each other, what about that?
Where the parents.
Play the parents,
I mean,
against,
yes,
each other? Yes.
Yeah.
That's why the communication between the parents is so essential.
Right.
Right.
That's why that date night, that little meetings,
yes,
you have, because we used to do that. We already knew. My son knew it didn't do it. In fact, I'd just look at him and say, are you playing me?
Great question.
And he'd say, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Or when your kids ask you, Mom, can I do this? Say, did you already ask Dad?
Yeah.
Before you give an answer.
Now, that's a really great question right there, because what do you do if they say no and then your husband has already said yes, or vice versa? You know what I'm saying? They go
you
to the next
parent.
Just say,
I can't answer that. Let me talk to Dad.
Well, that's what we do.
That's key.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So you want to always be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I treat, when kids play one parent against the other, to me that's the same as lying. That's deception, and that has the same consequence as telling me a lie, which is so not okay to me.
Okay, and so what are consequences?
Well, when it comes to lying, especially when kids are little, I will really go to the ridiculous and say something like, if my child says, Mommy, I'm thirsty, can I have something to drink? I'll say, how do I know you're thirsty? Because you didn't tell me the truth about
exactly
this. How do I know you're telling me the truth about that?
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so I know it's ridiculous, but it brings to their mind, oh, wow, you know, if I'm not telling the truth, then my words can't be trusted.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking myself, Kim. We've got Jeannie from Valley Alarm. We got Betty Alkazian here, and we're talking about parenting. And we've got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a question in regards to your children or your relationship, or just just a parenting question, are you doing what you think you want to do, as so you can look back and think you've done a great job? That's the biggest thing, right?
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you get paid back as a mother of a child that's 35. There's so many times my son has told me how much he loves me. I get little texts, you know, and he's married now, but sometimes I'll get a text and say, hey, Mom, we need to go to lunch so that we can just catch up. And I mean, what a nice thing.
Oh, it's a
gift.
That's the gift.
And then he always says, love you, Mom.
And if we could remind the parents who are in the thick of it with young kids, mm-hmm, and remind them that when they're older, the rewards will be there.
Absolutely.
Because nobody's patting us on the back saying, oh, good job, you're such a great mom.
Right. Well, no, they don't.
You know, it's funny. I actually, this man, Joe, that he actually has a radio show too. He actually, we were talking about, he's got four children too. And he said, if my kids aren't telling me how much I hate them, or how much they hate me, then I'm not doing my job right.
Beautiful.
You know, and so told my kids, and so now it's cute. They'll be like, Mom, I hate you. And I'm like, really? No, but you're doing a good job, you know. So they're old enough now. But that is so true, because you do not want to be their friend. You want to be their parent. You want to be their guide.
Well, Betty, give us some thoughts on, for as like Kim and probably many others. I only had the one child. If you have multiple children, two or more, mm-hmm. you're going to, there's also that time they're older, so there's going to be a little more time allotted to that child for reasons
of sports or whatever. Yeah.
And then the other kids below, they get jealous. I mean, just like that puppy syndrome again. You're not paying attention to me. I mean, how do you, what's a good way to handle that?
Great question.
Finding that balance, that's why I call my my business balanced parenting. Not mm-hmm. that we're ever in balance, but we're always making corrective actions to get to find balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about making sure that each child is getting their share, whether it's attention, time.
And do you tell them? You just, like, say you have an older child that's really busy in certain type of sports, mm-hmm. and you've got one that's, like, maybe 4 or 5 years younger. It's okay just to sit them down and tell them, hey, this is what we have to do. It's not your time yet. This is your age. This is what we're going to do
yes.
for you.
And you'll
right
have
now,
your
I'm
turn.
Busier right now. Your turn's coming. That's okay to say.
But there's also a way to balance it on a day-to-day basis, not
okay.
just over a number of years. And that may be that when one kid is at practice, then you take the other kid to Barnes & Noble and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you do something.
Or go get some coffee with him.
Right.
Yep, this is our time.
Or
right?
you say, you know what, I feel like I've been spending so much time with your brother. Come on, let's go hang out.
That's a good idea.
Now,
yeah.
another thing that...
Kim's really good about balancing that.
Well, you know, a lot of the kids, you know, sometimes they think it's not fair.
That's
you
right.
You know, that's the word. I'm like, okay, nothing in life is fair. If you could just get that done, right? But what I've done is as my kids get older, the youngest one... Actually, the oldest one, that's the one I probably spend the most time. Then they leave, then
sure.
you get to the next one, then you get to the next one. Because before you know it, they're going to be off and on the road. So I think
but
it's really important.
But you seem to leave them out. She doesn't leave them out. Like if she's with her oldest child now that's home, then she spends time with the others. It's kind of like, I don't know how you do it.
It's a balancing.
Station,
I mean,
yeah,
it truly
it's,
is.
It's like a tap dance
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
It is a tap dance, let me tell you. But you know what? It's worth it because, you know, I've always had and thought that my kids were, I wanted to give them wings to fly, you know,
yes.
so that they could find all of their own passions and
mm-hmm.
live their life. To the fullest. So that's
beautiful.
What it's all about.
And the way you do that is to accept who they are and to
sure.
honor that.
Oh, big thing right there. And mm-hmm. you know, the biggest thing that I want to say is sometimes it's our dream. It's not their dream.
We have to keep that in check
yes.
at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And do you find parents, you know, they want them to go to a certain college. They want them to have
right.
a certain career.
Do a certain sport.
Especially in sports. That's
yeah.
where
mm-hmm.
I see it. Parents living vicariously
I
through
have
their
too.
Child.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thought on that?
Ouch. It's
ouch.
I say ouch because parents really need to be willing to look in a mirror and set their own needs aside
mm-hmm.
and say, what does my kid want? And ask your child, you know, is this really what you want? And I'm sorry if I'm pushing you in a direction because I want it. I really want to know what you want.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
My website is www.balancedparenting.com, or I also have a Facebook page, Balanced Parenting, and I can be contacted through either of those.
Perfect. And today, will you do me a favor on my Facebook? Would you list a couple of our tips that we just gave out?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, good. So I love that you're here, and I love that you're adding value every day in every way. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, then when we come back, we're going to be talking to John about the emotional calendar and understanding seasonal influences, which I think is so... Today,
so
it's going to be warm and hot, and
mm-hmm.
we're... Go figure it. Does that mean everybody's going to be in a good mood? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are here and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've been having fun, haven't we?
We have.
Yes, yeah, we have.
We're just, adding value every day in every way. And we've been talking to Betty about balanced parenting. It's definitely something that we need to do in our life. We also had Abby Stokes on, Is This Thing On?, a computer handbook. And now I welcome John Sharp, the emotional calendar. John, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I love this. You've been on before, and I love that, you know. So what does today mean?
Well, you know, we're lucky to be here in sunny Southern California. And unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what it means for you, because you've got to ask yourself that question. You know, how do you react to light and temperature? And that's a pretty easy one. Most people are going to be pretty cheered up by all this warmth.
But yeah, there you go.
What about this time of year? You know, what about January and the beginning of the new year and the kind of post-party cleanup from the end of the year? And, you know, it's not the easiest time for a lot of people in their emotional calendar. And then what do you expect based on the past? That's the third big dimension, is your past experience at this time of year. What has this meant for you? And, you know, what does that bring up today?
So you're talking about, I see exactly. You know, that is something we talk about here, is starting your day all over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've had maybe a bad experience through the holidays, or, you know, every time your birthday comes, you're like, oh, not another birthday.
Right.
How do you, that's where you get your emotional calendar from, correct?
Correct. So just like you know where you're standing or sitting right now, you know, in three-dimensional space. One good way to think about your emotional calendar is in three dimensions as well. So there's the effects of physical environment, light and temperature mostly, and then there's the effects of man-made kind of cultural expectations of the season, like what's it typically like now after, say, December and all that we've been through in January. You know, there's not too much pressing on us in terms of cultural expectations, but what's that been like? And the third dimension is your past experience. What has it been like year after year at about this same time of year? What are you triggered to revive, you know, in terms of your... I mean, the emotional calendar isn't a book of doom where you figure out, oh, gosh, this is how it's going to be. It's just a starting place for you. You know, you have a consciousness-raising guide at your disposal here so that you can see where you're starting from, and then you can determine where you want to go.
I like that. And now, what possessed you to write this book, The Emotional Calendar?
Oh, I will tell you. Can I just give you one little story about illustrating what I just said, though, about those three?
Please do. Please do.
To answer your question, because you had a great question. I didn't really answer it about, you know, okay, so things are a certain way, but, you know, can you change it? So I was talking to a journalist, and she told me the story about how she used to have wonderful childhood memories of Christmas, and then one year her mom got sick around this time of year, and it made for a very worrisome time. And even though it worked out okay, now year after year she gets all kind of stirred up with worry at Christmas time, you know, when she sees the jingle bells and triggers, it stirs up this worry. So her boyfriend, who knew about all this, is in marketing, got on his knee and proposed to her.
Aww.
At the very same time of year. And she looked and said, honey, don't you know what this time of year is like for me? And he looked at her and said with a smile, well, we're rebranding Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That gave
me chills.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's
awesome.
So great. So that that really is a message right there in itself, that if you have a hard time, replace it with something happy.
Well, that's just what I was going to ask, because I've lost my mother. I lost my best friend at age 18. And every time, April Fool's is when my first one is. I got tongue tied there for a minute.
All the memories of it.
And instead of getting upset, what I do now is on April Fool's, all these memories come flooding back, and they're good memories. I think of all the good times I've had with my friend, and it makes me feel good. It's like, oh, wow, this is a moment with my friend, and I kind of embrace it. So
that's wonderful. So you recognize it's a special time of year for you. You know, not all good, but you try to take a little extra good care of yourself, be mindful, and then you direct yourself in a positive direction. Because even with a loss, you know, there is a lot of positive stuff to remember.
Right,
you know,
a silver lining.
You try to, put that in your mind as much as you can. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to take care of yourself. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go blot yourself out or avoid it totally. You just have to kind of focus on what is going to be helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. I love this. You know, now, is this a book that you would read daily? Is that how it works? Or is it,
I wish I could have written sort of a farmer's almanac. You could look at page 52 and see how you're going to be feeling.
You would have to have a crystal ball then, right?
I have one actually in my office, but I don't know how to use it.
Can you share it with us?
Yes, maybe you'll come by and show me how to use it.
There you go. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to John Sharp, and you are an MD. The Emotional Calendar, Understanding Seasonal Influences and Milestones to Become Happier, More Fulfilled, and in Control of Your Life. Wouldn't that be nice if we all, you know, were aware of when we were feeling low, that we could actually, like, kind of what you said, Jeannie, is really just say...
Turn it into a positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really about gratitude.
Well, I have another thought on that, too, Doctor, and that is when I used to work... day in and day out, you know, I'd always, sometimes, you know, you just didn't feel like working, and you're achy, you've been working out, or you don't feel good, and you're there, and I used to just lie to myself. People would ask me, well, how are you today? And I'd say, I'm great. I really don't believe it, but pretty soon, if I keep saying that, I know I'll believe it. And you know what? I started talking myself into feeling good.
And there's a lot of positive psychology. You're absolutely right. You know, you hear that sometimes, like, fake it till you make it.
Use that all the time, fake it till you make it. My kids now even say it.
or you become what you think about most of the time.
And that's so true.
Think positively, you can become positive. Absolutely true. One interesting point is that since there are these three overlapping realms, let's say you're not feeling 100%, you know, tomorrow, it's a little hard at first to know what exactly is the cause, you know.
Sure.
So when you're thinking about this, say, anew, you have to ask yourself, wow, year after year, is there something about the lack of sunlight? You know, the fact that even in Southern California, it gets darker earlier, you know, it gets morning later. So some people are affected by that. So is that it? Or is it something that happened around this time of year? Or is it, you know, what is it? And because there are these overlapping forces, it's not clear at first. So what the emotional calendar does is it provides you a guide to kind of sort that out. Sort of a consciousness-raising, sort of step-by-step guide to understanding what it is. So that's why on page 52 you can maybe figure out how to figure it out for you. It might be different for you than for someone else.
Okay. And now, so let's get back to why you wrote this book.
Right. Well, you know how the most powerful inspiration hits you on a very personal level? It was one summer, the end of the summer, the last week of August, right before Labor Day, and I had already had my vacation pretty much, and I was lucky to have that, and I was eager to get back to school, the classes I teach, and I was kind of restless, and my family, my cousin and her family came to visit me, and it was their only summer break at all. They hadn't had one up to that point. So we had the same experience of being on, you know, the beach or going to a barbecue or getting ice cream after dinner outside or riding bikes, and she was delighted by everything she was sensing and experiencing, and all of that made me just a grump. And I realized, wow, the same experience here is triggering different feelings, is making us feel differently. What is that? And then I just started to tune into seasonality. And then I started kind of studying it. And then I got my colleagues at Harvard to come and volunteer from, you know, sociology and anthropology and philosophy And there really had never been before, all in one place, the science of seasonality and, you know, human experience and all put together. So it was a great opportunity. But it was based on something that happened to me.
Wow. Hmm. Very interesting. And, you know, I think that that's so great when you use something as a gift to help other people. Betty, I know you were going to say something. Were you? Oh, no. Okay. Now, you have a little bit of a chapter in here about sex. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's not one of the most counterintuitive things. There are a lot of counterintuitive findings in the book, but this one, which is simply that, you know, people do get friskier in the summertime. You know, we're triggered by, I think, seeing more more skin, more
okay.
sexual cues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kind of, speaking of past experience, there's a kind of a separateness about the summertime.
Okay.
You know, the school and all that responsibility, and then in the summer, you're in like a separate place, and it's almost like a world apart kind of feeling. And a lot of people in the summer feel freer, you know, to run around and be more sort of, I don't know, carefree, you know, with their decisions. And people get pregnant more often, and people have a lot of short-term relationships. And,
well, I think,
you know,
that comes from coming to school, and then you do have that time, and you are free. And I think a lot of us are brought up like that.
Yeah.
It's true. I was talking once recently to someone asking me about what about the seasonality of dating and relationships? I mean, not just sex, but like who you pick to be your partner. And it's interesting. Like in the summer, people tend to have like sort of one-off sort of devil-may-care kind of like relationships. And then in the fall, it tends to be more like someone more kind of earnest that you can kind of imagine being like a keeper for the long term. And if you haven't found that person by the late fall, winter, you might just grab anybody because it's going to be a long, cold winter and you want to get through it.
That's interesting. Wow.
I never thought of that.
Okay. Yeah, it is interesting how we work our lives. I tell you,
this is
very, very interesting. Where do we find your book?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. It's available pretty much everywhere. You can just go to my website, which is johnsharpmd.com. And you can click through and look at the book, and you can click through and go to independent booksellers or Amazon, or, you know, you can buy it at Barnes & Noble. There's a lot of places. It just came out in paperback, and it's not expensive. It's a great little investment or gift for somebody.
I love it. I think it's a really great tool to just really be in perspective with, you know, your life. And as our calendar goes, what is the biggest thing that you could give us, a tip that you've learned?
Well, I would say, you know, in general, take how you're feeling seriously and, you know, strive to, you know, do something to manage to feel better. In other words, the tip is you don't have to resolve all your feelings. You don't have to live in harmony and be able to sit on a yoga mat and be totally at peace 24/7. But if you can just get a little of that, or just manage how you feel so that you move from, you know, worse to better. You know, there's an old saying, if you can trade worse problems for better problems, you're moving in the right direction. So if you just keep at it, that exchange will lead you to a good place, and you want to be persistent.
That's great advice.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Be patient with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so hard on yourself, because those are feelings that, you know, web we weave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And different
everybody has them. But don't think that it's too late to start to make things better. Don't think that you're inadequate. Don't think that you can't do it. You know, don't fail to take time for yourself. Don't fail to put yourself first. I think those are all elements of good advice.
I like what you're saying, too, because when you find out, especially if you just go out, do something, you know, you'll find out other people are out there that might have the same kind of day as you. It's not just you. It's we all go through times like that.
Especially, you know, it's so funny, the holidays, we just went through them, right, and everybody's going to parties, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're supposed to be all cheerful, and there's times that you just go, I don't really want to go, you know. But I would love you to, you know, stay on with this, John, because you're going to enjoy my mommy moment, because it just kind of just seems like it all fits together. But, do you have a second to stay on with us?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I want to thank everybody for being a part of our show. Jeannie, Valley Alarm. And do you have the phone number for them if they need to feel safe out there?
It's 1-800-550-ALERT.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we just got our new alarm. My husband's having so much fun playing with it on,
it's on his phone.
On his phone. I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, another app, another toy, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's all good. And Betty, where does everybody find you?
at www.balancedparenting.com.
Okay, and we're going to put your tips on my Facebook. And Matt, thank you for being on our board. And I thank everybody for joining us today. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we just talked to John Sharp, the emotional calendar. And I love what you were saying about, you know, if today isn't your best day, you know, this is going to go along with my mommy moment for today is no matter how you feel tomorrow or today, get up, dress up, and show up.
Uh-huh.
With that, because
I love it.
Every day Beautiful. Is a gift. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, John, for staying on with us.
Beautiful. Take care. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
You got it. With that, I want to tell you that if for any reason there's a topic that you'd love to hear or you want to learn more about anybody that's been on my show or any books that I've been talking about, just send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to just hear that we're doing a good job. That's really what it's all about. With that, for any reason you missed any part of my show, remember to listen again at 1 o'clock. Also, I have a new column in Ventura Breeze. I'd love you to listen, look at that and read through that. It's actually about kind of spending time with your family and making those precious moments if you still have children at home. With that, also, Coffee News, definitely take a look at that. And I thank you so much for being here with us today on Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby,
no.
Following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
AM 1400, KKZZ.